right, we are going to call the December 18th, 2023 CCPL Board of Trustees meeting to order. May I please have a roll call?
Ms. Fox?
I'm here.
Mr. Cardinal?
Here.
Ms. Lee?
Here.
Ms. Wyatt?
Here.
Mr. Alfred?
Here.
Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, I'm looking for a motion to approve the November 20th, 2023 minutes as mailed.
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
All right, Ms. Wade abstains. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is public participation. Looks like we have none. Mr. Ramos, BOT briefs, you are up.
So last time when I talked with you all, we talked about the library being a political subdivision and being a creature of statute. And so what I thought I'd do is just give you a little expansion on that. It might be kind of boring, but the...
Ernie, can you talk into your microphone, please?
I could, except...
It's not turned on yet.
I don't go on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'll be happy to share mine.
Mr. Humphrey shared his.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
So, anyway, just to give you a little bit of an idea or context of what we mean when we talk about creatures of statute, the Ohio Revised Code is the primary resource, if you will. There are other administrative codes and things like that, but everything starts with the Ohio Revised Code. The Ohio Revised Code has 63 titles. It's referenced as titles. And Title 33 of those 63 is the law that's related to education and libraries. Within that title, Title 33 has 81 chapters. Okay, so we just work our way down. And then the statutes within that chapter, within that title, that most are most relevant to the library is Chapter 3375. Now, there are other statutes that kind of tie into what we're responsible for, we look to. But then within Chapter 3375, there are 93 sections. So we're still working our way down. As I understand the way this library was created, we were considered what's called a county library district, which is our members are chosen by the commissioners, four by the commissioners, and three by the Court of Common Pleas. Under 3375.33, the Board of Library Trustees is a body politic and corporate. Those are kind of magic words in the legal profession, and it means, at least the way the statute is defined, or the statute defines it, is that trustees are capable of suing and being sued, contracting, acquiring, holding, possessing, and disposing of real and personal property, and of exercising such other powers and privileges as are conferred upon them by law. All a bunch of legal jargon, okay? So from that point, we look to Section 3375.40, which specifically defines the powers and duty. I know it gets kind of boring, doesn't it?
It's tuning out.
define 14 specific powers and duties that the library has. And then, as we talked about before, as a creature of statute, you're obligated to follow the statutes and anything that you can reasonably interpret as being a part of those statutes. In fact, we found out not too long ago that under 3375.36, one of the duties or opportunities, obligations, if you will, of the board is that they can appoint a deputy fiscal officer. So that was specifically a part of the statute. One of the other sections that we'll talk about in more detail later on is Title I, Chapter 3, Section 30909. Just says that the prosecuting attorney for the county is the legal advisor for this board. And we'll talk about how that impacts us and what we have to do and how, why we need to be concerned about that in a later time.
I love it. Thank you. I know Tony would like more numbers. No, I love this stuff. This is fun stuff for me. This is good.
I like your hat.
Thanks.
You
I was coming in and it almost blew off. I was having to hold it down.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Ramos on his BOT brief this evening?
Tony, did you want to know that section number?
3635. What is it?
Close enough.
3375. All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you doing this. I know you prepare this and look up to see what's relevant to us. And I think it's important for the board to be reminded of these little snippets that are in the code that, you know, most of us don't look at the code for fun. Some of us do, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I am going to deviate from the agenda, and I'm going to go down to our item K, old business, and request a motion to enter into executive session pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G1 to consider the employment, appointment, and compensation of a public employee or official.
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Mr. Cardinal seconds. I need, I think, a roll call vote for that, please.
Ms. Dobb?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Lyon?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to enter into executive session at 6:08. My computer just switched to 6:08.